You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IDSA 2007, the 45th annual meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The conference took place in San Diego, California, from October 4th through October 7th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm in San Diego at IDSA 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters, discussing the research and answering questions. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Ed Blanchard. I'm from Temple University Hospital. This study was basically an outpatient retrospective chart review from our HIV patients. We basically looked at all the patients who were new to our clinic over 3 years, and from 2003 to 2005, and we kind of weeded out those people who were naive to treatment, naive to antiretrovirals. So then we looked at them, we had about 169 of those people. And of those, we basically looked at how many of those people were initiated on treatment and what were their outcomes after 1 year of therapy in terms of how many people failed and how many people developed resistance while they're on them. And the conclusions were basically that we started about 109 people on treatment over the course of 1 year, and 38% of them had virologic success within that time period. And we had about 20% loss of follow-up rate. And weeding out those people who were lost to follow-up, we were left with 87 people. And of those 87, 47% had virologic success.
Is that considered a good percentage in this population?
Well, I mean, in general, the numbers that, you know, have been better in terms of other studies, people who, you know, virologic success. But in terms of an inner city, this was an inner city clinic patient population with different barriers to care. So it's kind of hard to compare our population to kind of the general randomized control populations who were actually enrolled in the study. This was all retrospective, so these people didn't necessarily, like, you know if they were going to be in the study.
So I see the baseline CD4 count was 120.
Yeah, it was a pretty wide range, but the median was 120.
I guess I was curious why if the initial heart regimens was NNRTI based. I mean, I know this is retrospective, but when you need to be pretty adherent.
Well, I mean, most of ours were actually PI based, but we did have, you know, which is kind of not necessarily the norm in terms of, we think that most people probably would be started more likely on NNRTI, but because our population, issues with compliance, with, you know, not taking their medications, you know, regularly, most of them actually end up being more often than not started on a PI base because, you know, the issues with developing resistance are less of an issue with them.
So, and this was largely an African-American group?
Yeah, that 86.
What sort of adherence support is there in this clinic?
In terms of helping them keep, well, we have, you know, we have different supportive people in our clinic. We have nurse practitioners, we have PharmDs who kind of make separate appointments to kind of see the patients, go through the medications, help them with pill bottles, and, you know, reminding them their appointments, things like that. We have a social worker in our clinic as well. The issue is just getting them to the clinic.
I see. And this is a Ryan White funded clinic?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IDSA 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IDSA2007.